Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. On this podcast, we feature the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. Send us feedback or story tips to georgiatoday@gpb.org. Today is Wednesday, March 12th. I'm Orlando Montoya. On today's episode, state lawmakers approve Georgia's fiscal year 2026 state budget. Savannah prepares for St. Patrick's Day. And Senator Raphael Warnock answers questions from constituents at a virtual town hall.
I'm not going to kid you. These are tough times. We are in a fight. But I will continue to raise my voice because I understand the struggles of ordinary people.
These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. The Georgia House of Representatives has approved the state budget for the next fiscal year. The 2026 budget, which starts in July, adds up to $37 billion. It's slightly lower than the amended budget for this fiscal year. House Appropriations Chairman Matt Hatchett said the House had to make some difficult decisions with the budget.
Things are tight. Many of you have asked for funding for your communities or asked us to support programs and initiatives within state agencies. I wish we could address them all or go further than we did, but we can't.
The budget includes $500 million for education funding, including a new student mental health program. It also increases the budget for the state's troubled prison system. The budget passed the House yesterday 171-4. It now awaits revisions in the Senate. State Democrats today proposed six different bills, which, among other things, would raise the state's minimum wage. At a press conference, Representative Gabriel Sanchez noted that while he works as a waiter, he's paid $2 an hour plus tips.
And let me tell you right now, the tips that I earn is not enough to cover the soaring cost of housing, groceries, healthcare, and so many more basic necessities.
His bill, House Bill 343, would raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour and require that disabled and incarcerated workers also are paid the minimum wage. Five of the six bills regarding minimum wage did not make it out of committee this legislative session, but could be revived next year. Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock held a virtual town hall last night to answer questions from constituents. Many centered around the impacts of proposed cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Warnock said he opposed many of the cuts to federal agencies, including those to the Social Security Administration and the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I'm not going to kid you. These are tough times. We are in a fight. I don't have the tools that I had last Congress because we're not in the majority. But I will continue to raise my voice because I understand the struggles of ordinary people.
When asked why he opposes cuts aiming to reduce government waste, Warnock said he supports reducing the national debt, but calls the DOGE approach, quote, irresponsible. As those cuts are going on and tariffs continue to roil the markets, one of President Trump's cabinet members visited Georgia today. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins met with lawmakers at the Georgia State Capitol. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
On her first visit to Georgia since she was sworn in, Rollins acknowledged the issues farmers here are facing in the wake of Hurricane Helene damage and looming tariffs on commodities, but she offered few concrete solutions.
This community has been very patient, but they're hurting, and we understand that. And as the president moves into these tariff renegotiations, as I mentioned, I've seen his passion firsthand.
Rollins did not give specifics, but said there may be relief for farmers hit hard by tariffs. Her visit comes as the USDA cancels $1 billion in funding for schools and food banks to purchase food from local producers. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
New data from the state sheds light on the causes of death for people who died within a year of pregnancy in 2022. It's the latest information available from the Georgia Maternal Mortality Review Committee. The report includes total deaths between 2020 and 2022. There were 141. Mental health conditions, including overdose and suicide, were the leading cause of death in 2022. The year before that, it was COVID-19. almost all of the pregnancy-related deaths were deemed to be preventable. All members of the state Maternal Mortality Review Committee were dismissed last year after the identities and health information of two women who had died from complications from incomplete abortions were leaked. Though new members have been selected, the state said it does not plan on releasing their names. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed against the city of Savannah by the family of a man who died by suicide in a police interrogation room. William Harvey died in 2021. Attorneys for his family argued in their claim that a detective was, quote, deliberately indifferent to Harvey's expressions of suicidal thoughts, leaving him alone and unmonitored with the means to take his own life. In an order last week, U.S. District Judge Stan Baker said the plaintiffs did not state a, quote, plausible claim. Harvey's mother responded saying the police failed him and, quote, now the court has failed him too. Officials in Savannah expect tens of thousands of visitors to descend on the city's downtown this weekend ahead of the popular St. Patrick's Day parade on Monday. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports on details shared at the city's parade press conference today.
A key difference from last year's boisterous bicentennial is what won't be offered over the weekend, Speed Court. That was the nickname for a special slate of expedited bond hearings in Chatham County, where those arrested over St. Patrick's Day weekend could see a judge the same day to try to make bail fast. Savannah City Manager Jay Melder says Speed Court won't be on tap this time around.
So it's a pretty good incentive not to be a knucklehead over the weekend, or your accommodations are going to be quite different.
Also new this year, a police surveillance system called Fusus. It allows businesses and residents to voluntarily share their security camera feeds with Savannah police in real time at a centralized command post. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
Georgia had a record-breaking year for new solar installations in 2024. That's according to a report from the Solar Energy Industries Association and Wood Mackenzie. The report ranked Georgia 12th among states for new solar PV installations, setting its own record by installing over 1.5 gigawatts last year, which is double the capacity installed in 2023. Georgia was instrumental in the reshoring of solar manufacturing in the U.S., with Suniva and Qcells located in the state, credited with much of the growth. The report also stated growth could be affected by the Trump administration's threat to revoke tax credits and freeze funding for some energy projects. Hiring is underway for Jack Link's new $450 million production facility in Perry, which is slated to open this summer. The meat snack company is holding a career fair on Thursday and Saturday in Warner Robins, with openings and jobs that include hourly or annual salaries and range from full-time to part-time work. A company flyer boasts of competitive wages and a comprehensive benefits package and lists jobs that include work in food safety quality, engineering, maintenance, production, and sanitation. Examples of pay range from $18.75 an hour to $72,000 a year. A former mayor of Gainesville in northeast Georgia has died. Bob Hamrick served on the city council for 46 years, beginning in 1970, with several terms as mayor, earning him the nickname Mr. Gainesville. The city's current mayor, Sam Kuvion, remembers when Hamrick stepped down from office in 2015.
He knew he wasn't going to run again. He said, Sam, he goes, I'd like to spend some time with you and just share with you my history of Gainesville. And so I came, we set up a time to meet. And when we met in one of the conference rooms, and he had a slideshow, probably 150 slides, that just took me through the history of when he was, you know, started on the city council. And I just have nothing but fond memories of, you know, how he carried himself, how he treated others, and just his love for the community.
He was one of the state's longest-serving elected officials at the time. Bob Hamrick was 96 years old. Three Georgia restaurants are among the most desired southern dining destinations, according to Southern Living magazine. The magazine's readers praised Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's Island for its slow-smoked meats, and the legendary fried green tomatoes at Atlanta's historic Mary Mac's Tea Room. Also making the list is Southern comfort staple Mrs. Wilk's Dining Room in Savannah, known for serving up home-style meals. In Georgia sports, Tiger Woods is out with another injury, one that will keep him out of the Masters tournament at Augusta National next month. Woods says he ruptured his left Achilles tendon and had surgery on it yesterday. He did not offer many details or say how long he's expected to be out. Woods set a Masters tournament record last year by making the cut for the 24th time in a row. And that's it for this edition of Georgia Today. On the tail end of what has been a couple of beautiful days in the Atlanta area, we hope you have enjoyed this wonderful weather across the state as well. Weather will be changing over the weekend. Storms are coming in. Whatever the weather is outside, I hope your internal weather is always set to sunny. And we hope you'll come back again tomorrow for more Georgia news. Hit subscribe on this podcast to keep us current in your feed. Send us feedback to georgiatoday@gpb.org. And as always, visit our website, gpb.org/news, for more Georgia news. I'm Orlando Montoya. I hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.